It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
This November has been cold. Some of you will say, well, no kidding, Sherlock. But it is borne out by the statistics. Daily highs in Chicago, for example, have been about 10 degrees below normal on average. And the lows have been off by about 4 degrees. Chicago TV meteorologist Tom Skilling says part of the story has been the extensive cloud cover. Tom at WGN-TV says Chicago has had less than 30% of possible sunshine this month. So it has been the cloudiest November in Chicago in 23 years. From This Week in Agribusiness, the more challenging harvest weather for some this fall, along with anticipated fertilizer price increases next year, meant that some farmers worked Thanksgiving Day yesterday. Traveling the countryside, you could see a combine or a tractor at work here and there. Around 9:30 yesterday morning, just a few miles west of Princeton, Illinois, a farmer pulling a tillage tool and an anhydrous ammonia fertilizer tank crossing railroad tracks from one field to another pulled in front of an Amtrak passenger train. The 26-year-old farmer died in the crash. Some passengers and a crew member of that Chicago to Quincy train were injured because of the collision. The anhydrous tank was not damaged, fortunately. That's a busy stretch of railroad along the Burlington Northern Santa Fe with double tracks, and freight trains were parked for a few hours yesterday for a stretch of about 100 miles because of the closure of that line. Several years ago, I rode in the locomotive cab of a freight train along that same stretch of the BNSF to call attention to the dangers of rural crossings, especially those that don't have warning signals and crossing gates. And I remember vividly the engineer looking over at me, asking me to remind farmers that where you cross railroad tracks anytime is train time. Folks headed home from the long holiday weekend will want to check the weather forecast. Planning perhaps for earlier travel or later travel, depending on the destination, weather forecasters say some significant snow is likely for parts of southeast Iowa, central Iowa, and eastern Iowa, mainly tomorrow night into Sunday. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Case IH. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.